Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast, with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Here we're back.
Long time no see, everyone.
Surprise, we're back. We took last week off because we got a lot of shit going
There's
on,
so
guys.
Much
it's
stuff
summertime.
Going on in the
Our
world.
Lives are hectic and chaotic. If anybody wants to just do a guest episode of the show,
oh
let us
God.
Know. We'll pay you for that.
I kind of love that idea.
Margaret Tedesco, send us all your old episodes of your radio show.
Oh, yeah. Margaret, can
we'll
we re-air
those
something?
On here. It's summer, and we're recording this in the car. And
yeah.
I can tell it's going to get hot.
It's already hot again. It's been, the air's been off for all of 3 seconds.
Okay, we got a listener in.
Oh,
here we go. Dear Kate and Maysoon, I hope this email finds you well. I am the chair of the Sonoma State University Library Art Committee.
Oh, wow.
And we're planning an exhibition in the fall to reflect on the anniversary of the North Bay fires. I was wondering if you'd be willing to announce this call for submissions on your podcast. Of course we will, Mary Wegman.
Thanks, Mary. I thought you were going to invite us to do a show about it.
There's a call for submissions for the North Bay Fires Anniversary Group Exhibit at Sonoma State University Library, okay? The deadline is...
Is it past?
Monday. Yes, last Monday. Sorry, Mary. Love you. We did our best. We didn't
oh,
record
no,
an episode
Mary.
Last week. Mary, send us all your further things. We're very sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, other
Maybe
listeners...
extend the deadline.
Let us know if you extended the deadline. Hey, guess what, Maysoon? Here's another email we got. Qualify for a 100% legal research trial of CBD.
What? We're getting junk mail?
Yeah, that's funny. We haven't gotten a lot of junk mail.
Don't respond to that.
Uh-oh, we got an email that just said, congratulations, details apply.
Is that an application
for
us?
Why are we getting all these
Wow,
junk
we're getting
mails?
Some serious junk mail.
Uh-oh, this warranty's for you.
What the hell? Fuck?
We got junk mailed by one place. Hey, guess what, Maysoon? Good news.
What should I apply for now?
Jack Fisher's got to show up this month. Artadia, they're announcing their something at the lab. They got a thing coming up at the lab. Chris Isles.
Wait, who, are you talking about Jack Fisher or Artadia now?
Oh, no. Jack Fisher's got to show up, guys. Keep it in mind. Okay, end paragraph. New line. Join us for Art and Dialogue San Francisco with Chrissy Isles. This is going to be happening at the lab on Saturday, June 30th. It's been too long.
This is the best episode
okay,
ever.
Here we
Let's
go.
Just
July
tie
8th.
A bunch of things that
Here's
are
one.
Past.
Sunday, July 8th, Maysoon, the World of Frida, opening reception and
oh.
Frida Fest. I'm assuming they mean Frida Kahlo.
They do mean Frida Kahlo, not Fritos.
Good. And that's going to be 2 to 5 p.m. at the Bedford Gallery
oh,
at the
yeah.
Lesher Center for the Arts.
There's over 200 artists in that show. It's crazy.
Holy Christ. And that's at 1601 Civic Drive. I got to roll the window down.
It's too fucking hot in here.
Woo, dilly. Okay, don't let anybody reach in and grab us.
I have it kind of
Grab
small.
Our areas. Okay, Irving Street Projects. Remember them?
Well,
they're
been
out
there,
there
a really long time.
At 4331 Irving Street. That's out in the old Sunshine District.
That's out in the Sunset.
Sunset District.
There you go.
Ooh,
you
dilly.
Got it. Dilly, and what is this?
Who dilly?
Who dilly? We got Ned Flanders here in the car with us today.
And they got to show up. And it is going to be, they got a clay workshop on August 25th. They have the opening reception for this show. Oh, it's Kathy Lou.
Oh,
the show's
Miss
called
Lou.
Peach Garden. And it's going to be up July 5th through October 6th. Plenty of time to get out there. There's a clay workshop August 25th from 1 to 3.
Okay, great.
Opening reception July 28th from 3 to 6. And the closing reception Sunday, September 30th from 3 to 6. So mark it on your calendars now.
All right. Sounds good. Something
and,
that we can look forward to.
Looks great. Kathy Lou, one of our treasured artists of the Bay Area. The apps are open again for Artadia. Red alert, red
Didn't
alert.
Didn't they just do that? Do you apply for Artadia, Kate?
Always. It's free. It's a very simple application.
I was just going to ask, how was the application process?
Very simple.
Do they ask for a certain number of images? Do
yep.
they just ask for a statement?
I think it's just a statement, and yeah, that's it. It's
I love
very
how simple
down.
It is.
Very simple.
It's incredibly competitive.
And free, I think. Yeah, great. Super competitive because anybody and their grandma can apply.
Which is awesome.
God bless grandmas, and they should be applying. I feel like I'm really diminishing grandmas here, but I'm just saying everybody plus another person. So everybody times two is who applies is what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
Point is, the applications are open until July 1st at midnight. But to be precise, 11:59 on August
1st. Right. Midnight is actually too late.
And that prize is $10,000 in unrestricted funds. Plus, they like get you studio visits with all the hot to trot curators. They're hooking you up with shows and fairs. And
they do those. The awards are throughout the country at this point now, right?
Well, yeah. Do you know? Several major metropolitan areas. So there's the LA one, I think Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I think New York, obviously.
Definitely New York.
And San Francisco. We're lucky we're in one of them.
All right. So if you're in one of those other areas,
maybe
look
Chicago.
Out for Artadia. Maybe Chicago. That sounds good.
Yeah. Control Shift's got a new show opening tonight, July 6th, 6 to 9 p.m. It's called Social Objects, curated by Amelia Schaefer Del Valle. And it's got works by Lucchese Bronfman Verissimo, Lasagna Cruz. I hope I said that right. Miata Kawenzi. Camille Lee, Stephanie Lindquist, Zach Ozma, stoked, and Grace Rosario Perkins. Yay, nice. Some of our Bay Area recently moved away people. Okay, that's what's going on. That's
also
all
tonight,
I got, Maysoon. I am taking my claws off of my phone.
She did. She actually threw it out the window.
Relaxing both hands.
Just try to relax your hands. Your
Everybody
hands
take a moment to relax your hands if you can. If you can.
Just lighten the grip. Loosen up the grip.
Loosen
everyone.
It all up, everybody.
Yeah. Also tonight, speaking of things happening tonight, the Arts Commission, you know I don't usually plug in places where I work. I try not to.
We always do talk about the Arts Commission.
No, we don't.
You got great shit going on
there, I try not to do too much of that because I don't like to be.
I'm personally proud of it.
You want to plug what's going on tonight?
I'm proud as hell.
Kate's proud of the Arts Commission.
They got a great
job,
show
everyone.
Opening up tonight. It's Marcella.
Marcella Pardo Ariza. And Farah Al-Kassimi, who is a New York-based artist. A photo show. First time in a long time that we haven't had a single video on view.
Embrace it.
Yeah. The gallery looks beautiful. The work is incredible. Please come on out. The opening is tonight, Friday, from 6 to 8 p.m. It will be open through, I believe, the end of August.
Here's the deal, Maysoon. People need to know. I got to do a PSA.
Okay, PSA. Ready? Ready.
Public service announcement, ladies and gentlemen, and friends from beyond the binary.
Thank you.
Here's the fucking motherfucking deal. Try to go to Mira Woods, okay?
Oh.
Don't take your car. If you take your car, you got to reserve your parking spot. Get online. Make sure you're getting it for the right fucking day. Okay?
Sounds
number
like something
two,
happened to you.
Sure enough. Number two, don't take your car. Park up in the little Mill Valley town place and
take the bus.
Shuttle.
Take
There's
the
a shuttle.
Shuttle
from Sausalito. There's a shuttle from somewhere else. Bus 66. Beautiful Muir Woods. Part of our beautiful country here.
Honestly, I kind of feel like, why go to Muir Woods? Why not just drive to another park that's as lovely?
Okay, well, what up with it? Why is Muir Woods so special? I had family visiting this last weekend. They were like, oh, God, we gotta go to Muir Woods.
We gotta go to Muir Woods.
I think they just saw that fucking Planet of the Apes movie or something, and they just sparked their imagination.
I'm not sure if I've actually even ever been. Look at me talking
well, but
schmack.
Well, here we go, Maysoon. Maybe it's the most beautiful shit in all creation.
Have you been?
There's redwoods. I mean, I just
I know,
was there
so
driving through
redwood
trying
places.
To figure out how to park the damn car. Ended up just hanging out at Stinson Beach.
There's a Big Basin Redwoods Park down in Santa Cruz. Fucking beautiful. On the
well,
way to Santa
farther.
Cruz.
Farther.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's why people go to Muir Woods, because it's closer to San Francisco.
We
got
to go. There's beautiful
it's
hiking
beautiful.
Trails. I'm going to go out.
But it's also
back.
Like a big tourist craziness from
yeah,
what I've heard.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's bananas.
So I'm kind of like, well, that doesn't sound that great to me.
But maybe this whole parking imbroglio is how they keep the tourists away.
Yeah. I just want to say that we should abolish ICE.
Yep. Do it.
I think
it's only existed since 9/11. So
is that true?
Yeah. It was part of like all the shit George W. Bush was doing with the Patriot
damn.
Act.
So we can get rid of that
like
shit.
And like all that bullshit.
That's like recent. That's recent.
You just told everyone to do it.
I know. No, I know. But I just feel like, yeah, I feel like when it's in like recent history, it feels even more possible.
Everything's recent history in this shit.
But I mean,
country.
Like my recent history.
Yeah, it's within our lifetime. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, I didn't realize that. I've had some friends who've been camping out in front of ice. There's a whole encampment in front where they blockaded the entrance into the parking garage. So
fuck
people
yeah.
can't go out and gather.
Fuck yeah. Over 3,000 children now, the numbers that separated from their families.
It's disgusting. Yep. It's fucking disgusting.
And they're fucking DNA testing the parents to
hook
people back up. What the fuck
I want
is going
the ICE
on?
Workers to be like, you know what? Let's just open the gates. Let's just get all this out of here now.
Yep.
so I wanted to just shout out to everyone who's protesting and who's going out. And just on that note, real quick, this Saturday, there's an Occupy ICE SF rally at 444 Washington Street at noon. So come on out. If you need a reminder, I'd say go to Resistance SF. They're regularly posting about all different kinds of political actions you can take in the Bay Area, not just San Francisco. I also wanted to give a shout out to Therese Patricia Okuno, uh-huh. who climbed the Statue of Liberty.
Yep.
In protest of ICE. I think she was wearing an abolish ICE shirt. No? Yeah.
Something.
On 4th of July. That woman's yep. a hero.
Yep. I love the pictures of her. She looks so nonchalant.
Yeah. She was just kind of like, I'm just sitting.
Like,
I'm
here
sitting
I am.
Here.
What are you going to do about it?
How did she get up there?
I don't have any idea.
It looks scary as fuck. She didn't have any like supports or anything. It didn't look like she did. But
well, she was just at the base of it.
Yeah, but even
not
to
like
get
up
there,
in the crown or anything.
To get there seemed kind of yeah. tricky. Anyhow,
very impressive.
Really inspired by that
protest.
Kind of action. Yeah,
yeah. yeah very. Yeah. It really grabs the attention.
Yep. I just have a few. Just a few things.
Yeah, give it to
coming
us straight.
Up. This July 8th, I believe that's, yeah, this Sunday from 1 to 4, I wanted to just send out a reminder to everyone that it's the community memorial for Rene Yanez. And so I just, you know, he was such an important figure in San Francisco, in the mission in particular. You should go out. Go out there. Even if you didn't know who he was. Like, I just feel like he was incredible.
He was awesome. I watched after we talked about him in the episode where we were talking about his passing. I went back and looked at a bunch of videos of stuff he was doing, like interviews with him and
yeah.
like him talking about art projects that he did with his son and
yeah.
stuff. And what a sweet, great guy.
Yeah. Incredibly generous and really influential on so many artists. Locally and nationally, I think. So I just want to give a shout out to him and his family. There is also this other event, Tuesday, July 10th from 6:30 to 9, Save the Redstone Labor Temple.
Oh, hell
Did
yeah.
Did you see that event?
That's where the lab is.
That's where the lab is. Yeah.
Well, is the labor temple? Well, that's where the lab is.
The building is the labor.
Right?
Yeah.
So if the lab is saved, is the whole building going to be saved?
I don't know how that's going to work.
Okay, well, better get out there then.
So it sounds like this is actually going to be a labor fest. So celebrate labor
yeah.
fest with a presentation on the labor movement in San Francisco and the labor temple's role in the unfolding history.
Great.
So there's going to be music, video presentations, poetry discussion, independently produced videos. We'll explore San Francisco labor movement history and current efforts to protect the Redstone Labor Temple. Yet
Rich
again.
History it is, too.
So it's free, but donations are welcome. Again, that is going to be at 2940 16th Street. This is the same building that the lab is in. Get on out, support your...
What day is it again in time?
It's Tuesday, July 10th from 6:30 to 9 p.m.
Tuesday from 6:30 to 9.
Yeah.
I think I really can go to that.
I think you should go to that. I'd like to try to go to that too. I'm going to put it in my calendar.
Right there in the mist. Easily very BART accessible.
Maybe we should try to interview some folks like we did that one time when there was a labor fest
like
before.
Like our little tradition. Our little every 4 year tradition.
There's a show coming up. I haven't seen any live music lately, and so I was kind of excited about this one.
Tap in.
It's you know, it's someone who we all know, Josh Churchill, who's an awesome performer, music performer, that he's doing a show as part of this project called The Nature of Music that's at the David Brower, you know, that space
in Berkeley. Yeah, I had a show
for
there once.
Environmental arts usually, right?
Yep.
And it's also sponsored by Other Minds Music Festival. It's Josh Churchill in collaboration with John Davis, who is a filmmaker. They'll be.
Oh, is it going to be kind of expanded cinema?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Shit.
So that's going to be Thursday, July 12th from 7 to 9 at the David Brower Center. It just sounds like, it just sounds for me personally like what I need right now. Like
yeah, some time to sit there and listen. Meditative and kind of shit.
Be quiet. Not a lot of words coming at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shapeshifter Cinema is happening this Sunday, I think, from 8 to 9 at the Temescal Arts Center. I don't remember who the artist is, but I know they're queer, so it'll be a rootin' tootin' good time.
Rootin' tootin'. Did I miss that one thing? Shoot. Oh, there it is. I'm really excited. Curator Liz Thomas, who now works at the De Young, has finally done something with the tower. And I could be an asshole and actually not remember that someone else has done something with the tower, so I'm going to apologize in advance. You know what I mean? But I'm really excited that a friend of the show, Anthony DeCenza, did a sound project that's made for the tower in collaboration with, was it Lucas Productions?
George Lucas? Lucas Films?
Do I have it here even?
Anthony DeCenza made Star Wars, the prequel.
Anyhow, on July 14th, they're basically doing an event from 1 to 4 at the De Young where it's a free public program with artist Anthony DeCenza and Ranu Mukherjee, who also has a project on view. So 1 to 1:30, Ranu is in conversation with Claudia Schmuckley, curator in charge at De Young Contemporary Painting. And then from 2 to 2:30, Anthony DeCenza, Gary Ridstrom, and Josh Gold are in conversation with Liz Thomas
about their project, yeah. Star Wars Episode 16.
Exactly.
A Stale Hope.
All episodes mashed into one.
Uh-huh.
That's how
JK. It's nothing to do with Star Wars that we know of.
It's not, but I think he did work with Lucas Productions.
What is Lucas Productions?
I think he worked with them on the sound.
Lucas who?
Like George Lucas. Oh my
God. He went to Skywalker Ranch. And did fucking, what's their thing? Light and magic, industrial light and magic. Ooh,
what's going on this summer in the city here? What do artists do in the summer? Is everyone leaving? Is it another Europe festival for everyone?
Are people in Europe? I feel like everybody just got back from Europe.
I talked to my friend yesterday who's an artist in New York, and she was like, I am so fucking sick of seeing everyone in their Europe photos. Oh. She's like, I don't know how they do it, but somehow everyone I know is in Europe again.
I'm teaching the summer. Oh, yeah, there's the summer classes. Again, SFAI. I'm also doing a tutorial at SFAI, which is like their version of where you go have one-on-one.
Oh, that's great.
Like studio visits. That is so funny for me to be the person coming in as a faculty person to do a studio visit.
Why?
I made videos in grad school making fun of those
people.
It's
perfect.
And now I am one. And I'm in there and I'm like, I want you to take everything off the wall. I want you to put it on the floor.
I want you to burn everything you've ever done before.
Yeah. No,
I'm not. Do you do that? Are you that kind of person?
No, not at all. I don't give... I don't understand that. I'm not sure what my persona is in this situation. I don't really have one, but I feel more like everyone's a seed, you know, and you're never going to grow.
They have to be nurtured.
This is my truth, Maysoon. Ready?
I love it.
You're never going to grow an oak tree from a pine tree seed, right? Like, you can't like force someone into a box that they're never gonna make sense in. You know what I mean? I don't know. I had studio
but
visits.
Sometimes that works with people, it seems like. Maybe I'm wrong. I didn't go to art school, but it seems like there's some people who actually really take well to being kind of really pushed
like,
in a
completely bitch, you're not a photographer in a completely anymore. Different you're a direction. Fucking puppet maker. Yeah, I don't know.
Or you're not a painter, you're a photographer.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Just don't think, at least at my approach, doesn't go that way. I look at what they've got, and we really dig deep into what they've already made. And then a lot of times they'll be like, oh, I was thinking about doing this. You get a lot of I'm thinking about.
Yeah. And then you kind of encourage them or don't
like,
encourage
great,
them.
Do it.
Yeah. You're like, that sounds.
Do it. Yeah. Do all the things you're saying and show it to me next time.
Cool.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell I'm
doing.
Do you
ask them a lot of questions or do you tell them a lot of things?
No, I try to ask a lot of questions.
Like about what they're thinking or
I ask them a lot of questions about the work they're showing me.
Yeah.
you know, and why they made the choices that they did, and try to help them understand. I mean, I feel like the whole thing is trying to help them understand.
Understand their own work, like what, yeah.
So, anyhow.
I think that's
then
great.
Afterwards, I send I take notes while we're having the studio visit, and if I'm saying, like, oh, look at this artist, or check out this book, or look at X, Y, and Z, I take notes of that, and then I send them all the notes.
It's like a little underworld.
Yeah.
You're like, here's your personal underworld.
And then, because I know when I had studio visits in grad school, I'd be writing down all the shit the person's saying to me. So I'm like half listening.
And you'd be like misspelling shit and not ever having being
able
to find it again.
And then I'd never fucking look any of it up. Because I'd write it on a goddamn back of a postcard and then leave it in my pocket and wash my pants. So anyhow. So that's nice because now they have all that shit forever in their email.
Yeah.
I don't know. At least I'm doing that. That's something, right?
I think that's great. I think that's so helpful. I love that. I love when people send me links, when people are like, here's the link. I'm like, great, because I'll click on it probably right away.
Oh, yeah.
Versus like if I've got to do the Google search or try to remember the name and it's like not written anywhere.
Yeah.
It's a little bit rough for me on that end.
And I can also like really personalize it because instead of just being like, oh, yeah, look into Cy Twombly, I can like find like what piece I'm talking about.
Like the specific period of work or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I think that makes sense.
So I salute all especially like public school, high school teachers. That's who I most salute of all.
Oh, yeah.
I salute you. Okay, Mason, who would you like to salute today?
Well,
besides all the salutes we already did.
I know. Those are my salutes, really.
Mm-hmm. Maysoon, I salute you.
Aw. Why is that?
Just general salute to you.
Because I didn't kill anyone in my family this week?
That's right. It's hard. I didn't either. Mine was fine. God bless my family.
I salute you for always finding a moment to have a little giggle.
Oh, I can't stop giggling.
I just really...
It's like I'm on acid all the time.
I really appreciate it because sometimes, you know, I forget to laugh out loud and it's helpful in these hard times to be laughing out loud.
Oh,
get it out there.
Give yourself a break, guys. You gotta laugh.
Yeah.
Life's too short. Yeah. Or long, depending on your point of view.
Have you seen the Salesforce Tower yet?
Yeah, with the shit going on up top? The Joseph Campbell or...
No, wait. I'm forgetting his name.
James Campbell.
Jim Campbell?
Jim Campbell? That
Jim
sounds
Campbell.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
It's like people dancing and walking
into... It's just like... It's
doing
live,
cartwheels.
Yeah. Well,
it's live?
It's... There's supposedly 5 cameras placed strategically throughout the city. One is at Lines Ballet, so that's why you always see the ballet dancers.
Shut the hell up, Maysoon.
They're collecting... He's collecting stuff from the day, and then it gets put out. It gets processed.
Every single day?
I believe so. That's the article I read.
No way.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay, send me a link. We'll put it in the underworld. I honestly don't
believe
it.
But I haven't actually seen it yet.
I've seen it.
I keep forgetting
to
look up at night.
That's so funny. It's right here in your little town.
I know, but you know when you're like in the town and I can't see farther than like the building in front
of
my
Plus
face.
Plus it's been very foggy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shows opening up. Et Al just had an opening
on
Thursday.
It's a two-part show.
And so another chunk is opening on Saturday?
On Saturday. Chinatown opened on Thursday. Mission opens on Saturday. Please go. Go to both, actually. They look like great shows. I'm
kind
of bummed I missed yesterday.
And Royal Nonsuch Gallery has a show coming up that our artists from...
Mirrors of Magnesia's down already?
Oh, yeah. Felt long to me.
I know. I was just imagining.
Anyhow, Maysoon. Point is, they got a show coming up with Kansas City artists.
Oh.
Get a little taste of Kansas City. Also, Incline Gallery has a show opening tonight of artists from Philadelphia. We're really building our bridges to other cities,
I really appreciate it. Are these like also purplish towns?
The towns are cities. They're liberal bastions. But
blue.
From states that are conservative states.
Do you think that's part of it?
Missouri,
Is that
Kansas
part of the
City,
conversation
Missouri,
that's
and
trying to be had?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania went for Trump. Maybe. I didn't even think about that.
That's
Maysoon.
Kind of what
you're
I think
sharp.
About right off the bat.
Well, you're too sharp for
Let's
me.
Have a chat with who... is that the one Zoe was working on?
Yep.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, we should have her on the show to talk
Let's
about
Let's have
it.
Her on the show to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, great. People, I went to the Marin County Fair for the first time, and it was incredible.
Always vote for all of the animals.
I didn't get to vote on anything. I think I was too late for the voting.
I think you should be a judge. We were.
That's what I
Jackie
was saying.
Jackie and I were talking about how we thought... I thought that she and Aaron or Aaron or whatever should be a judge for the art at the county fair.
I would love
fair.
To be
That'd
a judge
be so
for a county
great.
Fair art exhibition. The teen posters, there was like at the Marin County Fair, they had like kids posters.
You should email them.
And God, They were so, I almost started crying. They were so intense. Oh. There were ones about school shootings.
Oh, wow.
There were ones about immigration and all this stuff.
I love that that was at the county fair.
Oh, there was so much anti-Trump shit in the art of the county fair. It doesn't feel like
that would happen at a county fair, but we, you know, that's so, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was hardcore. And I gotta say, Maysoon, like, it is the Marin County Fair. It's a little ritzy.
Yeah.
There's definitely lots of, like, Marin type,
right,
hippie kind of white people.
But there was also the Alameda County Fair at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, even at the fucking Marin County Fair, there's all kinds of people. Mm-hmm. There were, like, young families and older people and people of all races and people. There were, like, super queer people. And there was even one Trump guy.
Okay.
And I just got to say, Maysoon, everybody was getting along. Everybody was watching out for each other. If you, like, drop something or your kid's about to fall in the water,
everyone's,
like, taking care of each other. And
I like that.
I know that America is a shit show right now, but there's still hope because, like, there's still goodness in the world and in people.
There is goodness in the world, especially, I feel like, especially when we have an opportunity to be, like, one-on-one with one another and not be, like, my group and your group.
Yes.
So I feel, yeah, I signed up for,
I did get tense around the Trump guy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I gotta say.
I'm forgetting but their fucking name right now. Swing Left. I signed up to Swing Left this week.
Oh, fantastic.
And I know my county, and I'm excited to get, like, the missive to go out and do
get
whatever
out
needs to
you
be
can
done.
Do any time. Go out to Tracy and register people to vote. The Marin County Swing Left is who's coordinating most of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, I kind of want to do door-to-door canvassing.
Canvassing, yeah.
Which scares the fuck out of
me. Yeah, great. Do it.
Which
Let's
is kind
go.
Of why I want to do
Can we
it.
Do it in
just
Paris?
To be like, let's just, I think, I believe in, like,
people are so chill when you.
But
have,
I believe in, like, the one-on-one.
Yeah.
Like, we have to. We
We're
have
way
to
nicer
be face to face.
Like, yeah,
you know, like, how can we just have this conversation about? You know, I believe that I probably will have a lot in common with people who maybe
of
didn't
course
vote
you
the way
will.
I voted. So I need like a solid script. I need to be. I'm gonna have to really pump myself up when I go because it makes me real scared and nervous. But I do think it's worth being uncomfortable. For a good
to
reason.
To make change happen. Yeah.
So I'm in it. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, it's funny. The guy who got the Democratic nomination out there in California District 10, which is our near swing district, is a funny guy. He teaches at, like, the Stanislaus County, like, junior college or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very skinny. And I can't remember his name. Do you remember?
No.
Josh Harder? Is that right? I'll put a link to his thing. Donate to
that
him.
That doesn't sound right, but I could
I don't
be
know
wrong.
If he's perfect for our, like, Bay Area radicalism, obviously.
Yeah.
He might not be the most lefty dude, but we need a Democrat in that seat, guys. The alternative is fucking
it's
hell
just,
on
it
earth,
just can't
guys.
Be an option,
the
ultimately.
The alternative is sulfur raining down from the skies, demons ripping your guts out in front of you.
Yep, vote for that guy. Vote for that guy. We'll put his name in the link.
I mean, we can't vote for him, but you can donate. You can get out there and encourage others to vote for him. Yep.
Oy vey. And really quick on that tip. I'm like, on that same kind of note, the League of Women Voters, they're having a kickoff meeting for midterm elections.
Great.
And that's July 14th from 10 to 12 at the North Beach San Francisco Public Library branch. I'm going to go to that, too.
Hell yeah, dude.
Just
High
gonna,
five with our mic.
Check it all out.
Way to go. Okay, everybody else get out there. We encourage you. We support you.
Yeah.
Do relax. Take care of yourself. But then get fired up, galvanized, and get out there.
Fire it up. Maybe get like a... I feel like I need a tooth guard. What is that? What about
one
a
of
mouth
those mouth
guard?
Guards like Steph Curry?
Just, yeah, from like, you know,
grinding
at night.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Like maybe go get a mouth guard.
Get a mouth guard if you can.
You know, support yourself in whatever way you can and then go do it.
That's right. Okay. Well, I'll be guarding my mouth as I go from the bridge.
What? To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.